Elizabeth Moreau was a Hampton Beach icon, but most knew her simply as the Shooting Gallery Lady. Moreau and her husband ran the boardwalk's well-known shooting gallery for nearly 40 years, until Moreau suffered a stroke and died Monday night. In the days since, people have taken to social media to share their memories of Moreau. NHPR's Hannah McCarthy spoke with Moreau and her husband at the start of the year's summer season and has this profile as part of our month-long series of stories from New Hampshire's Seacoast.
Some people have told me I don't shoot, but if I drive by and I see you standing there, the beach has been open because you've been here for so long.
Elizabeth Moreau signified the beginning of summer for many visitors to Hampton Beach. Petite and beaming, her silver hair always tucked behind a headscarf, she was the face of the shooting gallery. Elizabeth presided over some 300 flashing, roaring targets, and at 72, she liked the loudest ones best.
Like I say, everybody says, you go home with a headache. I say, not me, hit the loud ones, everybody's laughing.
Elizabeth's husband, Robert, by contrast, said his favorite part of the day is going home. After repairing targets in the early morning, Robert would return to their house in Salisbury, Massachusetts, where Elizabeth was already eager to get to work.
No, he doesn't want me down here. He thinks I'm working too hard, but I just rest down here.
She's gone through at least three generations. She lets the kids sit in the counter, shows them how to shoot. They grow up, their kids come, they get on the counter and shoot. And so it just goes on and on, and they take her picture all the time so they can show their grandmother when they go home that the old lady's still there.
It was Robert's work that first brought the couple to the shooting gallery in 1977 when it first opened. Each light-activated target is custom-made and requires a unique set of skills to maintain, something that Robert could do.
I was Navy-trained, so you can fix anything in the Navy. At 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd be down troubleshooting it, and people would be banging on doors trying to get in.
At the time, Robert and Elizabeth were running a TV business out of their six-car garage. But business wasn't booming, and after a few years of juggling both jobs, Robert decided to close up shop and buy into the gallery. Targets range from life-sized piano players to pigs in overalls. The witch nestled between two clowns, Elizabeth's favorite, sets off a buzzer loud enough to make kids jump. All but 40 of these targets were added by Robert over the decades. He customized the mechanics, lights, and sounds, something that's pretty rare these days.
It would take somebody like Disney, but you go to Disney and theirs isn't nowhere near as good as mine. In fact, in the article, I was there one year, they have an article in a booklet, and a guy mentions the shooting gallery isn't as good as the one at Hampton Beach.
Over the years, Elizabeth became synonymous with the shooting gallery her husband cultivated, so much so that she was recognized everywhere she went.
We went to Florida one time. We never go to Florida. I've probably been once. And somebody said, hi, 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 you're Hampton Beach, aren't you? You're the shooting gallery. It's all I hear, any place I go.
The Moreaus owned the gallery for almost three decades, but sold it a few years ago. Robert says Elizabeth was a big reason they continued to work there. For him, the job became more of a hobby, but he was always happy to keep the game up and running for her.
She stands up all day. Never sits down. Works out. She loves it. She's cool. I've never seen a person that loved it. So easy going. I have a wonderful wife. I just lucked out in life. Yeah, she's special.
Staying at the gallery as late as she could, Elizabeth came home happy every night with news stories from the boardwalk. For Robert, that was reason enough for the work.
If my wife loves it, I love it.
For NHPR, I'm Hannah McCarthy.